first Marta referendum was in 1968, and it was defeated. And there were a number of reasons why it was defeated. There were a number of constituencies that voted against rapid transit, including the African-American population, which felt that much of the rapid transit was going into white neighborhoods, that black folks had not been included on any of the boards or involved in the planning, that there was no provision for minority employment. So it caused this kind of a recalibration, and a second referendum was introduced in 1971.
Well, they had made some of the changes, I would imagine, after the first failure in 68.
Absolutely. And Marta really reached out. They reached out to organized labor, who had been a constituency that had opposed the first referendum. In fact, John Wright, who was head of the Atlanta Labor Council, was head of the Marta board, you know, by the early 70s. They had changed some of the routes of the proposed train lines. They had included some provisions for minority employment in construction and so forth. So, yes, they had made these accommodations. The Marta vote of 1971 was in four counties. It was in Clayton County, Gwinnett County, Fulton, and DeKalb. And in Fulton and DeKalb County, voters approved Marta.
Just barely. 51% is what I heard.
Yeah. Right. But it was roundly defeated in Clayton County and Gwinnett County. These were clear majority white counties, and there's no doubt that race played a role in the defeat of Marta in those counties. So in Fulton and DeKalb, Marta did go proceed, and part of the original deal was Marta took over the assets of what had been the Atlanta Transit System. They dropped the fare from 40 cents to 15 cents in 1971, so there was a while when you paid only 15 cents to ride the buses, and gradually they got federal money, and construction began in the mid-1970s.
But the residents of Fulton and DeKalb had to cough up some money to pay for it.
Sure. There was a 1% special sales tax. There's also federal assistance, of course, coming in for Marta as well. And I think it's interesting because, obviously, transportation issues continue to loom large, and we've had Cobb and Clayton and Gwinnett all have their own bus systems in recent years. Clayton County has recently voted to bring back Marta, and there's talk about Gwinnett possibly joining Marta again. So it is kind of interesting. But at the time, very much that vote was a reflection of racial dynamics throughout, not only in the city of Atlanta and Fulton DeKalb, but throughout the metro area.
The original Marta Rapid Rail plan was really just one line, wasn't it? It was just an east-west line.
That's right. Although earlier there had been much more extensive plans, but the original plan was the east-west line. I remember those trains going out on the east line in the mid-70s and 77, 78, you know, and the kind of ghost trains testing out what would be the rapid rail system.
I lived in Decatur in the early mid-70s, and I remember when construction began on the east line from Avondale. I think the original line was to go from Avondale down to Georgia State.
Right.
And some of the folks in Decatur weren't too pleased about the tunnels.
No, I mean, it disrupted downtown Decatur for quite a while, the construction did. And certainly, you're not talking about a trivial kind of construction. And Decatur in particular went underneath the downtown, and much of the downtown near the courthouse was disrupted in Decatur during that time.
So the bus fares that had been 15 cents originally
gradually rose.
They went up to, I think, 25 cents was the original fare to hop on the Avondale line and head downtown.
That's right. And of course, fares have gone up. It's interesting to speculate. You know, we have more people coming into downtown. We have more people moving into the city who have had an urban experience elsewhere, who have used public transportation elsewhere. We have things like the streetcar and the Beltline that have at least prompted debates about connectivity and alternate forms of transportation. Of course, we have enormous suburban sprawl as well.
I think some people say Marta was doomed to begin with because of the way it was set up. The General Assembly only allowed 50% of the revenue from the sales tax to go toward operating expenses.
Right. I mean, the General Assembly did have an oversight committee, and there were also restrictions, other kinds of restrictions on wages and so forth. Wages at over $20,000, annual wages over $20,000 had to be posted publicly in the newspaper and things like that. You know, so Marta's not, you know, has not been without controversy throughout its history. It's kind of hard to imagine Atlanta without Marta, however.
Cliff Kuhn, thank you.
Thank you.